There is just one practice question to attempt to complete this session. We start by identifying the gross income of the trust, which is £50,000 of rental income and £30,000 of gross bank interest. We are told in the question that the A&M Trust has two beneficiaries, one of whom has an interest in possession. We therefore have a mixed accumulation and maintenance trust. In a mixed trust, we start by removing any income which is subject to an interest in possession. Here you will see that we have removed half of the income, leaving rental income of £25,000 and gross bank interest of £15,000 within the fund of the discretionary beneficiary. We therefore tax this half of the income using discretionary trust rules. Relief is available for part of the trust expenses. The trust expenses are £4,000. These are primarily met from dividend income, but as the trust has no dividends, the expenses must be paid out of the bank interest. We have therefore grossed up half of the expenses at the interest rate of 100 over 80. The income which is liable to tax at the rate applicable to trusts is as per your screen. The income consists of rental income and bank interest. Therefore, the first £1,000 of the rental profits is taxed at the basic rate of 20%. The rest of the trust income is charged at the full trust rate of 50%. The first £1,000 at 20% gives £200. The balance of the non-savings income at 50% gives £12,000. The interest of £12,500 at 50% gives tax of £6,250. We must also tax the income which has been used to pay the expenses. £2,500 of income has been used to pay the expenses, but as the expenses are met from interest income, this £2,500 must be charged to tax at 20%. The bank interest has suffered tax at source, so we deduct tax credits of £3,000 to arrive at tax on Robbie's fund of £15,950. This is the tax on the discretionary half of the A&M Trust. Next, we calculate tax on the income which is subject to an interest in possession. Niall became entitled to the income of the trust at age 21. He is therefore entitled to half of the rental income. This £25,000 is charged at the basic rate of 20%. Niall is also entitled to half of the bank interest. No further tax is due on the bank interest, as the liability is wholly covered by the tax credits. The tax on Niall's fund is therefore £5,000. We add this to the tax on Robbie's fund, giving total tax payable by the A&M trustees of £20,950. This concludes this session on income tax and accumulation and maintenance trusts.